Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Mr. Funky Teacher Talk episode. I'm coming to you to talk about when taking time off is necessary. That's right, this is all about when there's times in life we have to take some time off. I'm talking about podcasting. You might have noticed that I have not been podcasting as much recently as I had been. I have been going on a pace where I was podcasting almost daily. You know, putting out 20, 30 minute podcasts a day. And loving it. I love teaching and I love talking about teaching. You know this. If you've checked out my podcast, you can feel how much I love teaching and how much I love talking about teaching. Well, I had to dial it back. I've had several things going on in my life where I've had to dial it back. I had a couple deaths in my family. I had an aunt who died unexpectedly and a 92-year-old grandma who died unexpectedly. And so I just needed some time to take with my family and my grieving children, just to be with my family. That was a big spark for taking some time off away from podcasting. Was I just really needed some time with my family. I needed some time to really focus on just making sure I'm doing a good job every day, teaching, doing the best I can, and then taking some time to be with my family. Because I always talk about balance of education. Well, we want to be the best teachers we can be. Sometimes it's important to dial it back because we want to make sure we keep a balance where we give our families the best we have too. I think that two things really matter to me. My family matters to me and my teaching matters to me. They are the two most important things to me, my family and teaching. But I have to work really hard to keep balance between the two. I find myself sometimes where if I get too out of whack on one, where I'm putting too much in one area but neglecting the other, man, I almost feel like I lose my way sometimes. And so I got to make sure and there's times when it kind of ebbs and flows where I might need to put more time into teaching or more time into family. And I consider my podcast kind of part of my teaching, but this is an area where I've had to dial it back, is just because I've needed to make sure I maintain some balance. And that was one area that I saw as an area that I could cut back on to make sure that I give my family what they need and take some time for what I need for my own mental health as I going through the grieving process. You know, and then I also, I have another big goal that I'm working on. It's been working on, I've been preparing an application process to hopefully present at a big national conference next summer, where I'm hoping to be considered to be. I want to do a keynote at this conference. I want to do a masterclass at this conference, and I want to do a breakout. I'm really committed to presenting. I love presenting. I love teaching and I love talking about teaching. So presenting, whether I'm talking on podcasts or whether I am presenting in front of a room full of educators. I love talking about teaching. And so I've been actually, in some of this time off, I've been actually, for the last month, I've been really working also on preparing the application process to be considered to be a speaker. And so there's, once again, it speaks to, we can't do it all. I mean, we have to look for things if we want to. Life happens, you know, whether it be we face death or face sickness with our family or with ourselves, or we're going through some health changes with maybe starting exercising, or facing challenges with communication or relationship challenges with either fellow professionals or our family. There's a lot of things that we're confronted with in life. And our goals too. So there's sometimes we have to prioritize things. And so I knew that I wanted to speak at this. I'm hoping to speak at this national conference next summer. And I knew that was something that I've been working on for the last months with going through the application process for that. But then the deaths were unexpected. And so I just knew that I had to take a step back from the podcast. If there was one thing that I could do, is I could take a step back from the podcast in order to keep up with my family, keep up with teaching, and still maintain the work that I wanted to do in the application process. So that speaks to, there are things in life where we have to sometimes look for things that we can adjust and tweak to keep our balance. And so taking a step back doesn't show weakness. I think taking a step back shows strength, because we are only humans. We are flawed, imperfect human beings. And if we push ourselves so hard at the expense of our sanity, we're not going to be good to our students if we burn ourselves out. And we're not going to be good to our families if we burn ourselves out either. I think it's so critical that we, especially if we have families and we want to be the best we can for family, our families, we want to be the best we can for our students, and then any other goals or things that we're working on. Once again, we're in addition to my family and teaching, I love talking about teaching. I love sharing my expertise and helping guide and shape other adults who work with young people. You know, and that's a part of my goals too, and the work that I do is not only teaching, but help others who also work with young people. So there are times though we gotta take a step back. And so sometimes life throws us surprises or challenges and we gotta take a step back. So I feel horrible that I've had to take a step back from podcasting for a little bit. But I'm going to be out there before I know it again, doing more and more podcasting again, because I love it. I love doing my podcast. It's funny because I'm out here. I mainly do my podcasts. It seems like when I'm out walking, I'm huffing and puffing as I'm walking. I'm trying to like speed walk while I'm recording my podcast. I mean, sometimes it's hot out here, sometimes it's cold when I'm out here. I've been out here in the rain, in the snow. And yet, you know, sometimes on the podcast you can hear dogs barking or cars honking at me or music blasting in the background off in the distance in cars. So, I mean, they're not perfect. I've had sometimes issues with my mic. I have a high quality mic hook up to my recording device. Sometimes it's not perfect. Sometimes I mumble my words, but that speaks to me. I mean, we're not perfect people. We're imperfect people doing the best we can. I love sharing my expertise. I try to put out good quality information that helps give fellow educators ideas and perspectives and things to think about around education and things to question and think about and hopefully advance the world of education for the better, because I want to help give back to the world of education and help educators in a profession that I love so dearly. And so, but there are times when we have to take a step back. And so before you know it, I'll be out there podcasting every single day again, talking about teaching, talking about my perspectives and how we can help change the world and set young people up for greatness and for success in their lives. Man, that's what it's all about, isn't it? What a great profession to be in. I love it. So, if you have to take a step back, there's no shame in it. Because I'm saying, I feel bad I have to take a step back, but it's what I've had to do. I'm going to be right back at it before you know it. Hey, if you found value in this, in me, I've had to be vulnerable in this and share that sometimes I have to take a step back. If you found value in me talking about that, I'd love for you to share it out with others. And jump on Apple Podcasts if you would, and rate and review this episode if you would. And I am so excited and looking forward to getting back there, talking to you on a regular basis again, helping to spark that excitement, sharing those ideas, and encouraging you to be a funky teacher. Bye now.